USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The accused Christchurch massacre shooter appeared in a New Zealand court on Saturday after being charged for murder. The suspect appeared before a New Zealand district court wearing an all-white jumpsuit, barefoot, and handcuffed. His first hearing is set for April 5th. He is being held without bond. Chaos on the Las Vegas Strip on Friday night as a man tried to rob a poker cage at the Bellagio and then tried carjacking a vehicle to escape.
The suspect was confronted by four Metro police officers, at which time the suspect then turned, pointed a firearm at one of our officers, and fired at least one round, striking our officer in the chest area.
Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Captain Nicole Splinter, the man was then shot by police and rushed to a local hospital. Many people celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend. On Saturday, there was a parade in New York City and Chicago, and the Chicago River was once again dyed green. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncouryauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Protesters in France's Yellow Vest movement are clashing with police in Paris on Saturday as they continue their four-month-old battle against pro-business reforms. More than 30 protesters were arrested as a bank was also lit on fire. Government officials say violent individuals are infiltrating protests to stir up violence and chaos. An effort to save energy by upgrading light bulbs has gone dark. More from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The Energy Department plans to roll back efforts to eliminate expensive incandescent light bulbs and instead keep them available along with a more energy-efficient LED light bulb. National Resources Defense Council Director Noah Horowitz says legal action will be taken.
They cost consumers an extra $12 billion a year to operate, and we're using 25 more power plants worth of electricity to keep those inefficient bulbs illuminated. And that's causing about 34 million extra tons of carbon dioxide.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Reaction is continuing to come in from President Trump vetoing a congressional resolution blocking his declaration of an emergency at the southern border. Now, this is President Trump's first presidential veto. Art Del Cueto is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He says they've been seeing an influx of people crossing the border illegally across every sector, including the Yuma sector.
They're holding capacity. They have twice as many as they can hold. A couple of weeks ago, there was agents from Tucson that were going down to El Paso, and we were going to, in buses, loading up some of the individuals that had been turning themselves in El Paso, and we were driving them over to Tucson so we can process them here because they were at overcapacity. And what that does, and this is what people need to understand, what that does is you're moving agents that are supposed to be protecting our borders, having to do this transport. So what's happening is it's weakening our southern borders. It is definitely an emergency. I don't understand how, you know, we've been up here. We're doing the job. We're out here, and we've been trying to explain how difficult it is and what the problems are. And the President of the United States is listening, and I don't understand how we have individuals that are politicians that were voted on by the American public to defend Americans that do not get it.
Del Cueto also invited anyone who believes it's not a national emergency to come on down and see for themselves with their own eyes, and he'd show them around. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.